In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
Some people are hard to surprise, let me tell you. But when Jesus comes back, there's going to be a lot of people surprised. You know, in life, there are good surprises and bad surprises, and most of it depends on whether you're ready for it or not, whether you're prepared. I wonder, are you going to be surprised when Jesus comes again? Are you going to be taken off guard? In our study of watching and praying, we've come today to Mark's gospel record, Mark chapter number 13, and there's a fascinating passage here where Jesus talks to his disciples. Would you like to hear the voice of Jesus today? You're a follower of Christ. Would you like the Lord to speak to you? Well, listen to him, because he's speaking to his disciples, and he's talking to them about how not to be surprised when Christ comes again. You know, when our Lord came the first time, most of the world was absolutely oblivious, unprepared. There were a few. You'll remember there was Simeon, that old man in the temple. There was Anna. There were people like Zacharias and Elizabeth. There were a few. God always has a remnant. And one of the things that marked the few that were right with God and ready for our Lord's return, one of the things that marked the people who received Christ as Messiah instead of turning him away was that they were watching and praying. And I know we read, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and so we look at history, we read about the first coming of Christ, we scratch our heads and we say, how on earth could these people, after hundreds of years of prophecy, have been so ill prepared, so surprised when Jesus stepped on the page of human history? And yet, you do understand that's exactly what's happening in our world today. There's so much talk about the second coming of Christ and the Lord Jesus rapturing his church, and yet so few people are getting ready for that moment. I don't know about you. I want to be ready, and I want to be right. And so we come today to Mark chapter 13, beginning in verse 32, where Jesus says, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed." Here's our phrase, watch and pray. Watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Did you see that we showed up in the scripture, that this wasn't just for the original disciples, this is for all? As though all people, in all times, in all circumstances, must learn to watch and pray. In fact, there's a tremendous repetition here. Verse 33 of Mark 13 says, watch and pray. Verse 34 says, watch. Verse 35 says, watch ye therefore. And the final word of the chapter, verse 37, one word, watch. It almost sounds like this is the emphasis Jesus wants us to have on our minds and on our hearts. And did you know that there are two basic groups alluded to here? There are the sleepers and there are the watchers. They're always the same two groups of people. May I ask you, which group are you in today? Are you sleeping? You say, no, I'm wide awake. I'm listening to you right now. No, I mean spiritually. Are you alert, aware, awake, attentive, anticipating Christ? Are you sitting on ready? Are you excited about the Lord Jesus returning and living with that expectancy and anticipation? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 6 says it this way, Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. There's that word again. You're either a sleeper or you're a watcher. You're either someone who is just sleeping through the nighttime hours, sleeping through the dark age, ill-prepared for the light of morning and the return of the Master, or you're someone who's laboring when others are sleeping, watching when others are sleeping, getting ready for the greatest moment in the history of the world. What will that moment be? It will be the moment when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Now, before I give you the principles from Mark chapter 13, I want to look with you, if I may, at one of the parallel passages. You know, one of the great ways to study Scripture is to compare Scripture with Scripture. Someone rightly said the greatest commentary on the Bible is the Bible. So we're in Mark. Back up a few pages, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 24, because in Matthew 24, there is a parallel verse, a cross-reference that you should connect in your thinking and in your Bible. It's Matthew 24, verse number 36, where Jesus says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So it is almost word for word exactly what is recorded by Mark in Mark chapter number 13. But this is what I want you to see in Matthew 24, is the context of that statement, the context of the principle. Immediately after saying Christ is coming, nobody knows when, the angels don't know, only God knows. Immediately after that, he goes into a discourse starting in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 37, about the days of Noah. Do you remember the days of Noah? There were only two groups of people. There were those who were sleeping spiritually, and there were those who were watching. There were eight souls that were getting on the boat, watching for the rain to come, watching for the floodwaters to rise. Everybody else was asleep. Two groups. Then you come down to verse number 42. He begins another section. It's a section about a man who prepares, secures his home because the thief might come in the middle of the night, and a man who just goes to bed and makes no preparation and is ill-prepared when the thief comes. Jesus Christ will come as a thief in the night. There are two groups of people. There are those who are getting ready for his coming, and there are those who are not. Then you come to the next chapter, Matthew chapter number 25. What do you find here? Here's the parable of the 10 virgins. You remember, some of them took oil for their lamps, and some of them were not prepared. Always two groups of people. This is what is so interesting. The phrasing that Jesus used here, only the Father knows, only the Father knows, that was a common phrase used by Jewish young men after their engagement. So they would go away for a period of time, and they would return for their bride, and when would they return? They would return at the time that was appointed by their Father. You see, Jesus is not using hateful language here. He's using loving language. The Master that we wait on is the lover of our souls. He's the bridegroom. Oh, dear ones, the bridegroom's coming back. The one who loved you so much he gave himself for you on the cross of Calvary is returning for those who've received him and trusted him. I wonder, will you be ready when he comes again, or will you be surprised? Will you be watching and praying when our Lord Jesus splits the sky, when the trumpet sounds, when the Son of God steps out on a cloud and we're caught away to be with him? You see, those who know him watch not in fear, but in love. And your response, even to the thought that Christ could come at any moment, is one of two things. It's either fear or love. You're either afraid because you're not ready and not right and don't know him, or you love him, and because you love him, you love his appearing. Let me tell you how not to be surprised when Christ comes. Be right with him. Know him. Be in love with him. Be sure that your sins are forgiven and that you belong to him. Friends, Christ is coming. Could be today. Watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening. and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.